Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Nun Amud Beis, and we're beginning Simen Kuf Chavav, which deals with the halachas of a shliach tzibur that makes a mistake in the Chazaras HaShatz. And we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Shliach tzibur shetah, if a chazan makes a mistake in the Chazaras HaShatz, what is the mistake? V'dileg achas mikol ha-brachos, and he left out an entire bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. When you point this out to him, he is able to go back to his place and continue where he left off. Remember, in those days, they did not have Sidurim necessarily, and the Chazan was saying it by heart. So if he got a little bit confused, and if he made a mistake as to where he's up to, if somebody reminded him, if he's able to remember and go back to the right place, then ain misalkin also. Then we don't have to be concerned, as we'll see in a moment. There are situations where we're concerned when he leaves things out that he's doing it on purpose, and he's a heretic, he's an apikoris. But here, as long as the Chazan can get right back on track by reminding him what he missed or what he made the mistake in, so then you don't have to remove him from his position as chazan. We're not concerned he's a heretic. Ein masalkin also. However, avolim dileg birgas hamal shinim, if he leaves out the specific bracha of hamal shinim, which is the bracha that was instituted as the 19th bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. We call it 18 bracha, Shemoneh Esrei, but it's the extra bracha that was added because of the various heretics and apikarsim who were unfortunately mixed in with Klal Yisrael. It was very difficult to distinguish between them. So if he intentionally left out that bracha, then misalkin also, then we remove him from his position as chazan immediately. Miyad. Shem Apikorisu, because we're concerned that he's in fact a heretic, he's an apikoris, and he is intentionally not saying the bracha of Lamalshinim alti sikva, because he would be essentially cursing himself. However, if he did start the bracha of Lamalshinim and then he messes up in the middle of that bracha, then again, Vitor, if he makes a mistake in that bracha after he started it, so again, Mistama, he's not an apikoros, he's just a person that's having a little bit of difficulty that day in arranging his davening by heart, the ain misalkin or so, and then you don't have to remove him from his position in that situation. Again, we have to remind ourselves and keep this idea that they didn't have Sidurim, so it's very easy for a person to make a mistake in the davening. Nowadays, with a person having a sitter in front of them, so the time this halacha comes up is if the person, Rachman al-Islam, gets sick in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, which the Mishnah Berurah will discuss as well. Now let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nalef. He writes, Shetor v'dileg, if the Chazan made a mistake and he skipped something. This is a mistake, lafuki imhezid v'dileg, as opposed to if he intentionally made a mistake, i.e. he didn't make a mistake, he intentionally erred. Afilu b'shar brachos b'salk miyad. If the chazan intentionally leaves something out, he's basically describing himself as a heretic. He doesn't believe in that part of the bracha, and we remove him immediately. Dear Shufuna number one brings down from the Orach HaShulchan, Shehu lo yiyeh shliach tzibur ad asher yoshev b'tshuva shleima. He can't go back to being a chazan at any other time unless he does a tshuva shleima. And furthermore, an individual who does the same thing, he leaves out a bracha intentionally in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, so the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Kuf Yutes has already told us that he has to go back to the beginning of the davening in that situation. He's not yotzi with whatever part of the davening he said. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Beis writes, Mikol HaBrachos, if a person makes a mistake in any of the brachos, Rotzalo, he means to tell us, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afilu im toa v'dileg birkas t'chias ha-meisim of Bani Yerushalayim. Even if he makes a mistake in a bracha that, well, again, won't have a high likelihood that maybe he's a heretic, he doesn't believe in t'chias ha-meisim, in the resurrection, he doesn't believe in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, he's very happy where he is. So then, in Misalkin also, we don't have to remove such a person, we don't presume he's a heretic, lo mar shem or koferhu, t'chias ha-meisim, owe no mamim v'yas ha-mashiach. We don't have to say this person is a kofir, he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim or the coming of the Mashiach. We just say, Ella, Talinan Shemishkoga Hishmet. We assume that he just made a mistake. We have no reason to think otherwise. Why is this? Vatam, the Mishnah Berurah says, look in Ayin of the Beis Yosef, B'shem Rav Rabbeinu Yonah. The Beis Yosef brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah, who explains this. Dear Shufuta number two brings this down for us, and he brings down that the Yerushalmi tells us, Shadafka She'ino Omer is Birchas Lamashinim. Only if a person leaves out specifically the Brach of Lamashinim is that considered a potential apikoros, because he would be cursing himself, and therefore he doesn't want to curse himself. That's why he left out the Bracha. All of the other Brachas, even an apikoros, might be willing to say them because it's not no skin off his back. He says, I don't believe in it. But if he leaves out Lamashinim, that's a curse if he were to say Lamashinim. He's not willing to do that for himself. Therefore, by Lamashinim, we're mostly concerned. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, look in the Taz, who says, the Sviulei, the Imhishmit Shteim, that if a person left out both the Bona Yushalayim and tchias ameisim bracha bevadei onu tzrichim lachosh lazed. Then we also have to be concerned that he's a heretic. Vafilu im hischil masalkan so. And even if he started them, we have to be concerned that he's doing it on purpose by leaving out parts of them, and we remove him from his position as the chazan. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down in the name of the Mamar Mordechai and the Elyu Rabba the Yesh Cholkin Lo. There are those that disagree with his taz and say no, that doesn't prove anything. Furthermore, v'da. The Mishnah Berurah says everybody agrees. If we know for a fact that the person is in fact a heretic, he's not one who believes in the Tchias HaMeisim or the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mashiach b'mher b'yomeinu, then and certainly if somebody is a heretic that he doesn't believe that the Torah is divine, God given, or b'gmul v'onesh, or he doesn't believe in the concept of schar v'onesh, that you're going to get paid for what you do on this world, for good or bad, so then l'kuli yam apikoris gomerhu. Everybody would agree that such a person is a 100% an apikoris. For also l'anichol yol shalich tzibur, and he's not permitted to be the chasen for the tzibur. The amad b'chazaka, and if he did in fact get up there by strength and he took the position as chasen, ain onin amin achra. One is not permitted to answer amin after him. We had already learned previously, and this is brought down in the issue footnote number 3, that the Ramah told us in Simon Nun Gimel that you're never allowed to answer amin if somebody takes the pulpit. The chazak, if he's the chazan by strength, fourth of strength. And the Mishnah Berurah explained over there, she'ein ze mevorech eliminayitz. This is not called blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is called really inciting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah further tells us to look in Simon Nun Gimel Siv Ches, where he also discusses there if somebody refuses to go and daven with colored garments or wearing certain types of sandals, he says he doesn't want to daven in those, so we have to be concerned again that he's an apikoros there as well. And Ayin Shom for those further details of those halachos. Sivkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Mesalkan, so we're not obligated to remove somebody if he just made a casual mistake in any of the other brachos and he's easily corrected. Ella, what should you do? The Mishnah Berurah says, Shawin Achiaskiro, so you're allowed to go and correct him and get himself back on track. It may take him a second or two as he reviews in his mind what he has to say. And as he's getting his bearing back, he goes back to the mistake, to the place where he made the mistake. That's perfectly fine. And this is in fact the same halacha. If an individual makes a mistake in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, the same halacha applies. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, I discussed this a little bit more in the Bir Halacha Ayin Sham, and in the Dibra Hamaskel Ein Mesalkin Oso, the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha writes, go look in the Rambam, who's mashma from what the Rambam says, the Davku Im Shah Shah, we only remove this person if he can't within an hour go and refind this place. He can't get himself back coordinated to where he can continue the Shemoneh Esrei. Then you have to appoint somebody else for him. But if he does it within an hour, you have to wait for a long period of time until he can get himself restarted. However, the Chavetz Chaim brings down that most of the other poskim do not mention this, and in fact, the Beis Yosef, who quotes the Rambam specifically, leaves out the concept of an hour, and he says it's Archi, and he's not sure why they disagree with the Rambam Shir. Go back to now to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalit. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Avalim Dileg, if he specifically left out Palama Shinim, Davko Bishadile Kula. This, the Mishnah Berurah says, when the Mechaber said that you have to remove such a person, is if he left out the entire Palama Shinim. Avalim Dileg, Rosh HaBrocha V'Sim Chasimosa. If he left out the beginning of this bracha, but he did conclude the bracha, lo matzino shem sakano, so then you don't have to go and remove him, because he did say the essential part of the bracha, and the halacha is if you make mistakes in certain of the non-essential parts of the bracha, you're yotzi b'di'evet. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, v'cheinum lo rotzo lo ma'la kofrim lo's alsi sikva ela v'lamashinim. Now, we actually have the gears of v'lamashin malti sikva. They used to have the gears, according to the Mishnah Berurah, of lakofrim, those that are heretics. They won't have any hope. So, if he said v'lamashinim instead of lakofrim, ein mesalkan, so you don't have to remove him from his position. Because there are many places that is the halacha l'chatchila, to say l'mashinim, as is our custom today. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, what does v'lamashinim mean over here? So he brings down from the Aderes, shahainu davka ha-mashinim. These are people that are going in and saying bad things about all of Klal Yisrael. But if they say some minor thing about Klal Yisrael, while Yechidim were about individuals in Klal Yisrael, they don't fall into the gather of these v'lamalshinim, these very, very bad tattletales and slanderers of the Jewish people. Simkon Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes Miyad, you have to remove him immediately if he skips the Vela Mashin. And Piro, she explains, the Ein Mamtin Lo Shiaskirusa. We don't say, oh, maybe he's just, you know, in his mind going through the Shmoneh Esrei and give him a chance to get restarted. Ela Masalkan So, Mehateva Miyad. You remove him from the Bima, you remove him from the Omer immediately. Ki, why? Shema Nizru Kobo Ato Apikorsus. We have to be concerned that a thought of heresy went into his head. Then he wrote to the Kalatzmo. And because if he's one of those Slam Alshinim, so then he would be cursing himself, so he doesn't want to do so. And therefore, Lochei indeed like Bracha Zu. And that's why he skipped this Bracha specifically and intentionally. And even though this person until now was thought to be a very fine kosher person, a righteous individual even, the fact that he's skipping Lamashinim puts a suspicion upon him, and Gamkin Chayshin Lazen. We have to be concerned that a heretical thought somehow popped into his head, and that's why he's not saying Lamashinim. The Mishnah Berurah says, nevertheless, we don't forbid him to ever be the Shliach Tzibur if he did this one time. Because we could say he possibly made a mistake. And Dirshu footnote number 5 brings down for the Prima Gadim that if he makes this mistake, however, 3 times, he's so to say established the Chazaka, then we don't allow him to be the Chazan for the Tzibur again. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav writes, Ein Misalkin also, if he started the Lamashinim and he can't continue it, he's lost his place, he can't easily say it, we give him a chance to regain his thoughts and restart from where he left off. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Afilu Shor Bein Tayim Harbe, even if there's a long pause, V'lo Yochel Le'Zocher, and he can't seem to get it right, he can't remember it. Afilu Hochi Tolina Shebishkogu, since he started, we assume that this is a mistake and we don't remove him from his position, we give him a chance to go and regain his train of thought and say the Shmoneh Esrei from where he made the mistake. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Shliach Tzibur Shetor, if the Chazan makes a mistake, Ve'enio de'alachzal mukomo, and he's unable to continue for whatever the reason, again, they didn't have Sidurim, or as we'll see, if a person is sick, and he can't continue, Yamid Acher Tachta, then you replace him, you put up another Shliach Tzibur. Kidero Shinizbar Le'el, Simenud Gimel, and the Ramah adds, as we've already learned in Simenud Gimel, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes explains, Rosh Lomar, that we explained over there in Sif Yud Zayin, Delo Yeh Sarvim Be'osu Shah, that nobody should refuse. We said normally you should refuse to go up and be the Chazan 3 times. It's not polite, it's arrogant to run right up there if they ask you, but here, because of the Tircha de Tzibur, because everybody's waiting, so don't be polite then and refuse, go up immediately if you're asked. The Mechaber continues and writes, Umaskil mitchilas habracha shetozeh. And the person goes to the beginning of the bracha that the Chazan had made the mistake in, it was lost in. That's if, assuming he made one of the mistakes in the middle 12, 13 brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. But if he had made the mistake, he lost his train of thought. If he was anywhere in the first 3 brachas, as we've mentioned many times, Maskel Barosh, that's 1 unit, and he has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, even if he said the first 2 brachas correctly, but he's lost his train of thought, not talk kadosh, he has to go back, the new chazan, the sheni, the chazan sheni, has to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Likewise, if he made a mistake, if he made a mistake in the last 3, so even though he said 2 of them correctly, now he's lost in Sim Shalom, so then he has to go back to Ritzeh, to the beginning of the last 3 brachos. That's what the Mechaber says. Now we look at the last couple of Mishnah Berurahs. Sivkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rod Shalomar, Shehu Nival, the Chazan is confused, and he's unable to continue. And even though we're prodding him and we're reminding him, again, they didn't have Siddurim in front of them, the Chaynir Ali, that's what we're talking about over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you have to appoint a new Chazan. Sivkot and Ches, Tachtov, new Chazan will take his place. Ulechatrila, Tov Shia, Oso Ha'acher, Lechatrila, it should be ideal that you appoint the new Chazan to take his place. Mishakivin, Lecholatrila, Nashlech Tzibur, somebody who was there listening to the Chazaras Hashatz and heard every word of the Chazaras Hashatz until that point. Velosach wasn't talking, Bishar Shoya Shlech Tzibur Mispal, and he wasn't interrupting or talking while the Chazan was saying. The first Chazan was saying the Chazaras Hashatz, and he was listening attentively, and therefore he's an ideal person to appoint now as the Chazan Sheni to take over when the first Chazan can't continue. If unfortunately there is nobody who listened intently to the beginning of the Chazaras Hashatz till the mistake was made, who is capable of going up there to be the Chazan, not everybody in those days knew the Shmoneh Esrei by heart, and there were many people that were relying upon the Chazan, and if that's the case, so then Yichlu Af Mishaloki Vid was there. Then you could even take somebody else who wasn't listening to the Chazaras Hashatz, and he could be the new Chazan. And even in this situation, he only goes back to the beginning of the bracha that the mistake was made, and he doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, even though he didn't hear the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei, because this would be difficult for the Tzibur to have to hear the entire repeat of the Shmoneh Esrei that was already said correctly again now. Sivkot and Yud. We already did Sivkot and Tess before. Sivkot and Yud. Mitchilas HaBracha. He has to start from the beginning of the bracha. If the mistake was made in the middle of the 12, 13 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, so you just go back to the beginning of that bracha. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Atachonin Le'olam Das, the beginning of the middle brachos. Vafilu Umlo To'el Abasov. And this is true even if he made a mistake at the end of the bracha. Shekriyas Osa Bracha Kimanda Lesi Domi. So even though you could argue that he had read most of the bracha, so he still has to go back to the beginning of the bracha because this mistake that he had made causes that entire bracha not to have been said. It's considered as if it wasn't said. And now the Mishnah Berurah points out there's no difference if he made a mistake, and that's why he can't go on. Oshenechlash, he became weak. A guy fainted, Rachmona Lutzlan, or he just can't go on for whatever the reason. And he can't continue for whatever medical reason. And you're replacing him now with somebody else. Therefore, the Yom Ha'Arayim, on the high holidays, during the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when the Shemoneh Esrei is much longer, and certainly on Yom Kippur, when people are fasting, it's not unheard of that the Shliach Tzibur can't go on because he is nebuch not feeling well. So in that situation, if he's in the middle, b'emtza piyutim v'omid acher tachtov, we already started saying various of the supplications, the additional piyutim that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now somebody else is taking his place. Tzarech li zoher shiatzchil omid mitchilas habracha mi'asher me'ato b'chartanu. He has to go back to the beginning of that bracha, which can be quite a long distance back in time. However, in that situation, v'lo yachzor ha'piyutim. We don't re-say all the piyutim that were already said. You just say the actual Shemoneh Esrei part, but not the supplications, the additional tefillos that we add on. And this way, it won't be such a big tirch on the tzibur. When we call Malcolm, he says, nevertheless, b'di'evet, im hischa b'mokum shenishtatek, if the chazan did not go back to the beginning of Atabar Chatonu, and he just takes over from the place, the second chazan just takes over from the place where the first chazan left off, where he couldn't go on, v'lo mirosh Atabar Chatonu, you didn't go back to the beginning, so kivon shadayin lefnei hasheni lo ma'abesof slichos, since the second chazan still will be able to say at the end of the slichos, mechal l'avonoseinu, so that's good enough, b'di'evet, ein lahakbid v'mesha kitzer b'emtzos, even though he won't have said the entire middle bracha, so that would still be acceptable. The issue Mishnah Berurah, footnote number 7, brings down from the Torah's Chaim that on Shabbos and Yom Tif, he brings down that in lo chiser el dover she'eno mi'ikar in yin habracha, if you left out certain things that aren't the essential part of the bracha, and as long as you concluded it correctly, then you don't have to go back as well. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds to this, and he says that the ikar of Musaf is the korbanos, and if you haven't yet reached the korbanos part, so the new chazan l'chatchila is allowed to just continue right from there, as long as he'll be saying all the korbanos out loud. Sivkot and Yudalef, he has to go back to the beginning, the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Shalosh, Rishonos, Rishalacharonos, Chashuvos, Chadu Bracha, as we've mentioned many times, the first three and the last three are one unit, and therefore if you made a mistake anywhere in them, you have to go back to the beginning of the unit. Vein l'chalei Chadu Bracha l'shnei Anoshim, and we don't break up one bracha or one unit by two different people saying it. And therefore, Mishum Hachi, Ein Chiluk, Bein Shetor, V'dil, like Bracha, Achas, Mishalosh, Brachos. Therefore, there's no difference whether you skipped by accident one of the first three Brachos or the last three Brachos, O Shetor, V'nishtatik, Behem, B'emtza, Bracha, or Bein Bracha, L'Bracha, or whether you made a mistake in the middle of one of the Brachos or between the Brachos. In all of these situations, B'chol, Gavne, it doesn't make a difference how the mistake was made, Mishalosh, Rishonos, Chosel, Rosh, or Bachronos, Chosel, Ritzei. Anywhere, anyhow, you made a mistake in the first three Brachos, you got to go back to the beginning. Anywhere, anyhow, you made a mistake in the last three Brachos, you have to go back to the beginning of the last three Brachos, which is Ritzei. This is, in fact, the opinion of the Nishmas Adam. In Chayin Kosov Agon, Rabbi Akiva Eger b'Chidushim. Rabbi Akiva Eger in his Chidushim writes the same thing. Shahoru l'Chazan, this happened. He once told the Chazan, who was Nechlash b'Yom HaKippur, Mitzvila Shachris, with Paitro Seder Kedusha, who couldn't go on while he was saying the Piyutim in the Seder of the Kedusha. Hutzrach Acher Leiri Lefnei Atev, and somebody else had to take his place. So Rabbi Akiva Eger told him, Yachzo Mirosh HaTvila Ubelo Amir Zapai. He had to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, all the way at the beginning, but he didn't repeat the Piyutim. The Mishnah Berurah says, go look in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel V'yoyah B'Sholosh Rishonos, so the Chavetz Chaim adds on, and he writes that it appears from the words of Rabbi Kiva Eger, as well as Nishmas Adam, Dafko im zeha omeid tachtav lo kivim mitchilo dvilas ha-shleach tzibur. We're talking here that he has to go back to the beginning if the guy wasn't there listening to everything that the shleach tzibur said. And therefore he has to go back to the beginning. However, if he was there and he hadn't talked, so then the opinion would be that he actually can just go to the place where the person made the mistake. And this would be true by the last three brachos as well, because as long as that person did hear the entire Shemoneh Esrei, so then he doesn't have to go back and repeat it. Now we conclude back in the Mishnah Brura, Shliach Tzibur Shu Kohen, if the Shliach Tzibur happens to be a Kohen, Ubemtza Tfila No Desh and Meis Echo Babatim Asmuchim and Nebuch, somebody passed away, and he's in one of the adjacent houses over there, the Kohen's not allowed to be underneath the same roof. So Imev Sholis Toma Psochim, if you can close off the entranceways, Vachalonos and the windows, Shobes HaKnesses, so Sholabai Shamei Sham, so you have no connection between those houses where the dead person is, unfortunately, and the shul, so then that's fine. The Alpha Pishesh O Tumah the Rabbana, even though there may be rabbinical Tumah over here, Ain't Sarach Ladia L'Shliach Tzibur, we don't have to stop the Shliach Tzibur in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei over here and tell him to leave. Achi Yigmor Tfilah, so we allow him in this situation because it's only a rabbinical Tumah that he can stay there. But if this is in between his saying the silent Shemoneh Esrei and starting the Chazaras HaShatz, and he hasn't started the Chazaras HaShatz, Yom Lo Yetzi, he should tell him to leave. And somebody else should say the Chazaras HaShatz. But if there's no way to do this, then in the middle of the tefillah, if there's no way to close it off, the connection, then it's a tumah d'oraisa, he has to leave, and the one who's taking his place, he should start from the beginning of the bracha, if he was in the middle of brachos. That concludes today's shiur.